Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Are you at least 18 years in a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or it is not major responsibility of gun ownership?
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
It is a responsibility.
It is? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock, a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot responsibly gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law of Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored in the law if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. A lock container or case?
Support.
A lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Support.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible to a key lock?
I would support,
support that. Support, okay.
Yeah.
A combination lock?
Support.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 60% already. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I support that.
So you think it should be unloaded?
Yes.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think it is secure?
I think it's secure, yes.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that require that gun to be stored securely?
I support that.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I support that.
Thank you very much. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense that for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I guess I support that.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to finally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose?
I guess I support that.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor legally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, or Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you for your time and for every single one of your opinions. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.